Follow the local results as they come in tonight. To catch up on the latest developments in the provincial race, go to our Ontario Votes page. We're covering the election from the Red Harp in Acton, where Liberal candidate Alex Hilson's team is gathering, and Judy's Restaurant in Erin, where PC candidate Joseph Rochinski's supporters will be. 10:20 p.m. Rochinski has just secured the local MPP seat by almost 10,000 votes. Read the developing story here. Alex Hilson speaks to his supporters at the Red Harp as he watches the votes pour in. Isabel Buckmaster photo. 9:45 p.m. With 46 out of 56 polls reporting, Rochinski remains firmly ahead of the other candidates by a margin of over 9,000 votes. Commenting on how the election didn't need to be called, Hilson said it's been a tough, short campaign. With all sorts of challenges, but noted, I'm proud of the work we did. Hilson said the weather definitely impacted the campaign and he's curious how the overall voter turnout goes, especially considering the 2022 election had the lowest voter turnout in Ontario election history. When asked about the youth vote, Hilson said he thinks the young people should be engaged now more than ever, especially considering some of the current pressing issues like healthcare, housing and of course, tariffs. It's important the young people, get out there and vote because that's the only way the government parties and leaders are going to better reflect those priorities that are important, said Hilson. 9:30 p.m. With over half of the polls reporting, Rochinski in the lead with 45% of the vote, followed by Hilson who has secured 27% of the vote. Among those at Judy's to support Rochinski is his grandfather. Joseph Rochinski speaks with his supporters at Judy's Restaurant on election night. Herb Garbutt, Halton Hills today. He does blame me for getting him into politics, says Bernie Rochinski. But he says his grandson has been putting a lot of effort into his campaign. He's a tremendous worker, the proud grandfather said. He's done a lot of door knocking, over 1,000 doors. With Joseph just 2 years into his term as Ward 2 councillor in Halton Hills, the elder Rochinski said running for MPP was a great opportunity for his grandson. He told me this was an opportunity he should not miss. The riding has been PC for the last 30 years, so this is a great place to start. 9:15 p.m. Rochinski's supporters are feeling good as they see initial returns come in. I'm pretty excited, said Carl Brown, who assisted with Rochinski's campaign. Hopefully they see all the hard work he has done at the municipal level and that he brings a lot to the riding. 8:55 p.m. Liberal campaign members and event planners Barb Brown and Kathy Cunnington said they're feeling positive and really excited about Alex Hilson's campaign so far as they wait for the returns to come in. Members of Alex Hilson's campaign gather together to watch the numbers start to roll in. Isabel Buckmaster photo. Commenting on the short campaign timeline, Brown said she believes the campaign has gone really well, and that there has been a good voter turnout both online and in person at all the events Hilson has participated in. As for the weather, Brown said it has impacted their campaign and believes it will likely affect voter turnout, but is confident Hilson's connection to his community will pull through. 8:45 p.m. The polls are set to close in 15 minutes. Here's where the local candidates will be watching the results come in tonight. Joseph Rochinski, PC. Judy's Restaurant in Erin. Alex Hilson, Liberal. The Red Harp in Acton. Bronwyn Wilton, Green. The Brewhouse on the Grand in Fergus. Simone Kent, NDP. Private event. Stephen Keatriz, New Blue, Allura Legion. Jason Medland, Ontario Party. At home in Acton. Ron Patava, Independent, at home in Georgetown.